with SRN News. I'm John Scott. President Trump will host Ukrainian President Zelensky at the White House Monday for talks on ending the Russia-Ukraine war. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton has the report.
The talks come on the heels of Donald Trump's meeting with Russia's Vladimir Putin in Alaska. Zelensky will be joined here in Washington by several NATO and European leaders. Ahead of the White House meeting, administration officials said the U.S. and European allies could offer Ukraine a security guarantee resembling NATO's collective defense mandate. It's unclear, though, how committed President Trump would be to such a guarantee, given his criticism of past U.S. financial support for Ukraine. Greg Clugston, Washington.
National Hurricane Center hurricane specialist Dave Roberts says Hurricane Erin has become a stronger Category 4 storm and could create dangerous surf and rip currents along the East Coast.
There is a potential for tropical storm force winds in the Outer Banks. So more than likely, there may be a requirement for at least a watch sometime today for the Outer Banks.
Hurricane specialist Dave Roberts. Two police officers shot and killed in a northern Utah city, and a man was taken into custody. The officers responding to a domestic disturbance call Sunday in a neighborhood in Tremonton. Police say Monday's sheriff's deputy and a police dog were also wounded and were hospitalized in fair condition. Texas Democrats say they're ending a two-week walkout that stalled Republican efforts to redraw congressional districts. Democratic leaders say they'll return for a second special legislative session after seeing California Democratic leaders proceed with plans to redraw their own Texas House maps to neutralize Republican gains in the Lone Star State. This is SRN News. A new British pornography law is working.
In July, the government began making online pornographers verify that a potential customer is 18 years old before allowing him access. As a result, traffic on Pornhub, the biggest pornography site in the world, has dropped by nearly half in the United Kingdom. Critics of the industry say this decline in usage demonstrates that a tremendous number of children were visiting Pornhub in violation of the law before the new statute went into effect. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Tennessee megachurch is opening a school. Northfield Church in Gallatin is partnering with the Learning Care Group to operate the first Pathways Learning Academy in the state. Church officials say the new 12,000-square-foot facility will offer working families reliable early education through STEAM-based programs that are combined with faith-based education. This is SRN News. Here's the midday Wall Street Business Report.
Wall Street opened lower on this first day of the trading week, a lower open ahead of President Trump's White House meeting with Ukrainian President Zelensky and other European leaders. Among the market movers early on, Soho House jumped 16% after the global membership-based club said it was being taken private by hotel operator MCR. Dayforce, a human resources software firm, climbed more than 28% on media reports that it's being acquired by a private equity firm for $9 billion. Some of the country's largest retailers will report their latest financial results throughout the week, including Home Depot, Target, and Walmart. An annual Federal Reserve meeting in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, later this week will be watched closely for hints about possible interest rate cuts. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell is due to speak on Friday. I'm Rich Thomas.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.